All right, let's recap. Shanti shared several ways we can take yoga off the mat. First is Atmavichara, which is self-study, and then non-harming, which is ahimsa, truthfulness, that's satya, and innocence, and that's anaparada. I want to talk with you a little bit more about this practice of Atmavichara, self-study. I think of Atmavichara as one of the real gifts of yoga that empowers us to access the peacefulness of a steady heart. Though it's often one of the practices that people put on the back burner, self-study has the potential to support us as yogis and yoginis in becoming established in a state of union and balance. For example, if you find yourself feeling bad and you study that feeling, you allow yourself to have it, to accept it, you will feel better. It's part of the play of opposites. So let's say that you find yourself feeling grumpy. And instead of pouring that grumpy out to the people with whom you share your life, take a few minutes and engage in a bit of Atmavichara, a little self-study. Take responsibility for your state and ask yourself a few pointed questions. Questions like, what's the source of my grumpy? And am I wanting something that I'm not getting? Do I need to make a clear request of someone? What am I willing to let go of in order to return to a steady state? If the answers to those questions don't restore your state, you could try practicing a little breathing. As Shanti shared with us, one tip for pranayama practice is to focus on the emptying of the breath. In fact, you can even imagine that you're emptying yourself of whatever's troubling you. Atmavichara goes hand in hand with satya, truthfulness. Engaging in self-study demands a kind of ruthless truthfulness. It means being rigorously honest with yourself, rather than trying to pretend that you believe or feel something that you actually don't. Because, in fact, most of us really prefer to feel good when we feel bad. However, if we pretend, that makes it worse. So when we accept in being truthful about the feeling bad part, you're more often given clues about how you can get to feeling better. All that to say, it's better to be honest and truthful. Even if that means the truth hurts, better to address that hurt and find your way back to balance. This brings up another yogic principle that Shanti touched on, anaparada, innocence. Engaging in self-study with an innocent attitude can bring a kind of beginner's mind to your inquiry. And in this way, you naturally access self-compassion. And this access of self-compassion in turn allows your inquiry to flow with greater ease and grace. Can you see how this works? Hand in hand with anaparada, with innocence, is the final principle that Shanti addressed, ahimsa, non-harming. Any degree of self-talk that leaves you feeling bad is the antithesis of ahimsa. So, as you engage in your self-study, be gentle with yourself and approach yourself with a kind heart and kind mind. Treat yourself as if you're witnessing the heavy heart of a friend, paying attention to what you're saying and aiming for ahimsa. And in this way, you can begin cultivating these yogic principles off the mat. Again, we heard from Shanti today, the founder and caretaker of Yoga Haven, and you can learn more about her by visiting www.yogahaven.com. We also explored taking the yogic principles of Atmavichara, which is self-study, satya, truthfulness, anaparada, innocence, and ahimsa, non-harming, taking them off the mat. Often when you engage in Atmavichara alongside with these other principles, your inquiry leads you to discover a pair of opposites in play. Of course, ultimately, the primary goal of yoga is freedom from such dualities. In fact, the vast majority of our suffering as human beings stems from the tension between two pairs of opposites. And when we integrate those polarities, there's a kind of neutralization that happens, and we're realigned with a kind of spaciousness inside that feels like the genuine harmony of yoga. My favorite process for integrating opposites is Peat process, and you can find out more about that at my website, peacefruit.com. It's one of the primary processes I use to support my clients in cultivating sustainable peace. Again, thanks for tuning up. You can sign up for this show at iTunes, and be sure to look me up on Facebook at Peacefruit and share your thoughts and experiences of taking yoga off the mat. Again, visit my website, peacefruit.com, P-E-A-C-E-F-R-U-I-T.com. Namaste, y'all.